my twin boys, they mean everything to me.
I understand. I've recently come into the care of an animal that reminds me of a child, but...
Welcome, everybody, to the hit podcast you've been listening to every single week, Screenplay Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Jake the Snake Rubin.
I'm Alec Combs.
And I'm Jesse Sarowitz.
Wow. Coming at you live on the airwaves.
That's right.
Welcome to on the radio, spinning some fresh beats.
109.7, the Screenplay.
The Scream.
They should. On the radio. They should. Well, welcome to Screenplay, Screenwriters. This is the podcast where we improvise a movie. All the dialogue, all the settings, every action piece, it's all made up on the spot.
Everything you're about to hear is made up.
Was scripted.
What? No. No. Wrong.
Just kidding.
I mean, I guess we don't really prove... No, you know what? It doesn't matter. We don't need to think about it. It's not scripted. Oh. You can tell by the way the plots of the movies go. anyway.
Whose week is it?
This is a Jake week. If you can tell by the energy old Jake in the week. Studio. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we're in a studio right now. 109.7.
109.7.
The Scream.
The Scream.
Anyway, so we usually base our improvised script off of a real movie or TV show, and it is a Jake week.
Yes,
so, Jake, why don't you tell us about
what
the thing
you,
that
seen.
You saw? What did you
well,
see?
Take it away, Jake. Wait, hang on.
Hold on.
All right, here he comes. So something I've been doing with my girlfriend is we have been watching all of the Oscar-nominated movies. And so the movie that I picked is a movie called Past Lives.
When's the Oscars?
It is March 10th,
I think. It's in March?
Oh, God.
I keep seeing... It's been a couple weeks. I've been watching The Bachelor with my fiance, and they are already advertising the Oscars.
Whoa.
Wait, let me...
Hosted by the one and only Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. Oscars 24. March 10th. I was right. Mario wow. Day, one would say.
Wow.
Oh, my God, Mario.
True.
He's on my shirt.
Anyways. The movie that Jake saw is called Past Lives. I mean, I've seen a lot of them, but it's called Past Lives. Anyways, this movie is about, it's a very sad movie.
Mm.
It's about two childhood friends that drift apart, come back together, drift apart again, and then come back together. Kind of in a nutshell, the plot of this movie is that these people, they are from Korea. They are childhood friends. The girl moves to America, and their friendship is really tested because they stop hanging out. In America, later on, she kind of wonders, like, oh, hey, I wonder what this guy's up to. So she friends him on Facebook. This is maybe 10 years after she left.
Mm-hmm.
And they reconnect, and they Skype every day, and they become really close. And they plan to meet up, like her to go to Korea or him to go to America, but it just doesn't end up working out. And it's like, you know, shit happens, life happens. And so they kind of drift apart again. There's another time jump of like 5 or 6 years. And then she's married. And he connects with her again. And is like, hey, I'm going to be in America. And she's like, okay, cool. I'm married. And he's like, okay. So he comes to America. They have like a couple days together. And you could really see like their connection. But it's kind of sad because the more they hang out with the husband kind of like, tagging along for everything, you start to realize, like, oh my God, this movie's not going to end with them together. It's going to end with her going back. You know, it's going to end with him going back and her married to somebody that she's not really in love with. It's the way they portray him.
Not her true soulmate.
And kind of the motif of this movie, as one might say, I don't know if I'm going to use this correctly.
I would say that.
Essentially is that they were together. There's this Korean belief that maybe they were together in a past life. And so that's what they were saying. And kind of the very last scene of the movie is him saying, you know, maybe we were together in a past life. It won't be this life, but maybe we'll see each other in the next life. And I was like waterfalls. Like I was like, like I was crying. Like I'm not even exaggerating. Like I was like beside myself. Like I literally was so upset for the rest of the night. And I just, it really fucked me up. Anyways, it's really sad. And it's kind of like a story about lovers that will never be together in a nutshell. Mm. That's a quick little, any questions?
How many tissues did you use?
No tissues. I just used a pillow. Like, I was like, and my nose was all gross. I'm like,
oh, no. Snotty Jake. Oh, no.
You know what's the worst thing is that I knew what was going to happen because I paused the movie and I said, I bet they're not going to end together. And I still knew it was coming. And yeah. It's like that stupid Marley and Me movie. We're like, you know the fucking dog is going to die.
You know somebody the dog can't be in love with Owen Wilson anymore.
No. Maybe in a past life.
Oh, jeez. My entire family read Marley and Me before we saw the movie. Uh-huh. And my mom started crying like 20 minutes into the movie.
It's hard. My dad warned me before the movie. He said, just so you know, the dog dies, so don't cry. And I'm like, okay. And I still cry.
It's hard, man. It's Jennifer Aniston and Owen Wilson, they sell it.
Yeah, if only I could hear Jennifer Aniston now.
I did not have a dog at that point when I saw Marley and Me. First of all, stop trying to bait me into doing a Jennifer Aniston impression.
It's good. It's really good.
No, it's not. So I didn't have a dog during Marley and Me, so when I watched the movie, I felt nothing. Nothing at all. I had never connected with an animal, so I was like, yeah, okay, the dog's died, whatever. Show more Jennifer Aniston.
Was that Owen Wilson? More.
That was not Owen Wilson.
So that's anyway. The hit movie Past Lives by Jake.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome.
Why would we pick such a sad movie to improvise it?
I don't know. We've never really done a sad movie.
We haven't done a sad
movie. Will it be sad? I don't know.
No.
Get your tissues, everyone, not. While you listen to Screenplay 109.7.
109.7.
Future Jake, at the end of the episode, was it sad? All right, let's hear what I say at the
we'll
end.
We'll find out.
All right. Are we ready?
Ready.
We need
ready.
A certain catchphrase.
Oingo de doingo, let's get going.
All right. Exterior house. It's snowing. There are candles lit up around the house. And then the camera does a very slow, very sad zoom in through one of the windows. And we see a lady. She's on Facebook and she sees somebody and she starts like muttering to him herself.
Oh gosh, I can't believe he.
Oh my god, is that him? That can't be. That can't be him. No way. I'm gonna send him a little message. How about that? Oh my gosh. She clicks into a message window, and she pulls him up, and she just starts typing a message to him. And as she types it, you can hear her voice. Oh my gosh, is that you? It's been like 10 years. Where have you been? Oh my god. Anyway, it's good to see you. What has been up? She sends the message.
We cut to, this guy. We see like. We're like focused in on a laptop screen opened up on a dinner table. In the background, we see like kind of like a chaotic little scene where a man and a woman, they're like wrangling their two twin toddlers, trying to get them to go to bed and whatnot. And you just kind of hear clattering and clattering, and you hear the iconic like Facebook Messenger chime or whatever, and you see the message pop up of what she said. The man or the woman, or I think it was the man. Right?
It was the man.
Yeah, the man.
It was the man.
Yeah, the man. He doesn't notice at first. We cut back to the woman staring at her computer screen, waiting to see if anything happens.
Oh, he's just not going to message me back. I can see he's online. There's a little green dot. It says he's online. Why doesn't he just message me back?
There's a knock at her door.
She gets up. She kind of begrudgingly walks to the door. You can see she's wearing kind of an old bathrobe and slippers with pajamas on. There's kind of a pan around her small little home. She can tell that there is only one person living here. There's like a discarded TV tray dinner in front of the television, and you know, there's pictures of this woman on vacation by herself. She gets to the door and she opens it.
Honey, it's Mom. I haven't seen you in a while. I was just coming by to just see how you were doing.
No, I'm fine, Mom. I'm fine.
Are you fine? She's like peeks her head in and sees all the tissues and empty boxes and things.
She steps in her line of sight. No, Mom, it's okay. You really should call if you're going to come over. I think this is kind of ridiculous.
Well, I should call. You should call me. I've been dealing with a lot, too.
What?
Right now.
What have you been dealing with, Mother?
Well, you know your brother, and it's a whole thing. But I just wanted to just come by and check on you because we haven't heard from you in a while. And
I'm fine. Work is going fine. I am.
I'm gonna let myself in. She lets herself in.
She pushes past her.
She pushes. She starts cleaning as she.
Mom, don't clean work my is fine. Mom, I
no,
don't.
No, shit. I'm gonna make you stew.
No, I already ate dinner.
She throws carrots into a pot.
Mother, I'm fine. You don't need to keep checking up on me every one to 3 months. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel infantilized, okay?
I don't want to make you feel infantilized, but just know one day your fertile years will be over. And so
what are you suggesting? That I'm suggesting find someone and have a child?
Yes. I would love to have a grandchild.
Who would? I'm sure you would. And eventually I'd like to make you a grandmother. But right now it's just kind of me doing my own thing with work. You know, hedge funds don't manage themselves.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly there's the Facebook Messenger chimes. She got a message back.
What's that?
Oh, no, that's just a message from Facebook, probably. I'll check it in a second. It's none of your business.
All right. I'll go tend to the stew. You go do whatever you need to do.
All right. Okay. I guess. She sits down back at the computer, and it's a message from the guy.
We see the guy typing. Like, we cut to his perspective. He's typing. We see his partner, wife, we'll find out. Holding the two kids, they're like asleep on both of her shoulders, and she's taking them. You see her taking them into a bedroom, and he's typing on his computer these messages that are coming up on her screen. Oh, hey, how's it going? Yeah, it's been a couple years. How's it going? I hear you're in the hedge fund business. How's that?
Oh, it's not too shabby. It's a fine line of work. I saw your profile, and I really haven't thought about you in about 10 years. So I figured I'd say, what the hey, hello, how are you doing? It says that you it doesn't say what you do, but it says you're living here in town.
He starts typing back. Yeah, you know, I moved back here. I got two little ones now, and we're looking for daycare. Mom and the parents are back here, so they're able to help us out. And, yeah, you know, I gotta apologize for the last time we saw each other. I know we didn't really end things off that well, and that was... I will admit that was my bad. What happened?
She returns the message. I kind of, you know, whatever. I like totally forgot about it, so it doesn't even matter. I just, yeah, I've totally moved on from it. Totally. I haven't even thought about it. Yeah, I haven't even thought about it in so long. So, no need to apologize, because like, no, I'm cool. I'm so cool.
He types back. Glad to hear it. Maybe we should link up at some point.
Oh my God! Yes.
Awesome. That's great. What do you? Yeah. I haven't been here in a while, so like, what's fun to do around here? Anything new?
Well, my favorite place. Oh wait, go ahead.
As they're typing, the man's wife walks into the room. Hi, honey. I just wanted to see what you've been up to.
Oh.
The kids are asleep.
Yeah, babe, thank you for putting them down. I got a message from an old friend of mine. You remember Amanda? I told you about her.
Amanda.
Yeah, you know.
Is that the bitch that you dated before me?
She's not a bitch, honey. She's not. Mm-hmm. I was the one who... I wasn't great to her. You know, we had this whole entire incident at the lake last time we saw each other.
Oh, I remember. You talk about it all the time. I hear it every single weekend when we go to couples therapy.
No.
About the incident that you had at the lake.
Well, she reached out to me. I didn't think about it. I must have popped up in her Facebook recommended.
I don't want you talking to her.
Honey, I'm just trying to make amends. Maybe this will help us. I could talk about it in therapy. You know, our therapist has been saying maybe I should get some closure on this.
The Facebook chat trills three more times. Ding, ding, ding. We close up on the message. It says, my favorite restaurant is Black Pepper Mill. I can meet you there tomorrow night at 8 o'clock for dinner. It sounds great. It'll be like a date, LOL, JK, unless... And then a message a little bit later that says, are you still there?
Is that okay, honey? I'm not trying to, like, get back with her. I want to see how she's doing, want to apologize, and that's it. I kind of just want to close the door on this relationship, and then we can go back to things.
Okay, you know what? If this is what it takes for you to stop talking about her and to stop talking about the lake and to stop talking about the road and everything that happened near the road, then so be it, right? But I don't want to hear about it again. I don't want you talking about it in front of the kids again. And I honestly just want you to just... All right. Well,
okay, here. She just messaged me asking maybe... about this Black Pepper Inn. Apparently it's a really nice restaurant. Why don't you and I, we go and meet her? Like, you don't want me to meet her alone, I assume. I'm more than happy for you to come with us. It's not something... This is just... I want to... You know the story. She knows the story. We're just going to put a bookend to this... to that story. And then we can all move on with our lives.
Okay.
Is that okay? Can I?
Yes.
Can I tell her this? Okay, I'm gonna respond.
I should have one quick question for you, Sean.
What?
Do you love me?
I do love you.
Good. Correct. She walks out of the room.
He responds back to Amanda. Hey, Amanda. Black Pepper Inn at 8 sounds great. Me and my wife would love to come.
There's the typing bubbles. And then she responds. Oh my God, I didn't even know you were married. Holy cow.
Yeah, I mentioned I had kids.
Oh my God. Wow, you moved on fast.
We dated for 3 years, been together for 6.
It hardly seems like a long enough time to date before you get married, but what do I know? Laughing face emoji.
ha 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 ha, and then crying emoji.
Yeah, okay. I'll meet you both there at 8 o'clock. I'm pretty much a regular there, so everyone will know me. Just say, yeah, you're gonna meet Amanda, and they'll put you at my table.
Sounds great. Can't wait.
He shuts the computer, and we cut to Amanda's house. It like focuses from Amanda's face to her mother, who's behind her cooking in the kitchen. Oh my God, Mom! Oh my God, yes. Mom!
Yes! Hello!
I'm actually glad you're here. I need.
Really?
I guess I need advice.
Okay.
So I'm meeting with this guy. Oh, you remember him, Sean?
Sean?
Yeah, Sean.
You mean the Sean from the lake?
Yes, Sean from the lake, and also the Sean from same the road? Sean from the road. Yes.
Mom, it's just like the old days.
No,
yeah?
It's not like that. He's married and he has kids. Mm. So it's
how
not,
did
I'm
he
just,
seem over?
How did he
seem
what?
Attached? Did he seem attached?
I don't know. He was like texting. It was like Facebook messaging me. It's nothing.
I should go with you.
You should go with me.
No.
I would feel like you're infantilizing me if you do that.
Okay. All right.
No, I don't want that. Okay.
I know.
I just need like advice. Like, what am I supposed to? I didn't think he was gonna say yes. What am I supposed to say?
You know, I've been seeing other people too.
You have?
Yeah. I know it's
like,
been
since
hard
when?
After your. Well, you know, so your daddy died. Many years ago, as you know.
And
I probably started, well, somebody came up to me at the funeral, and we've been seeing each other since then. So.
Oh my God, what?
I know. So, but I've never actually met him in person. I just know his username. No, I didn't meet him in person. I literally just said I met him in person.
Yeah,
Sorry. I meant too much stew.
You're conducting some kind of online relationship after that?
Well, I met him in person, and we've just been messaging, so I haven't seen him in a long time. But
yeah, like, oh yeah, okay,
yeah. Anyways,
okay, what's the point of this story, Ma?
The point of this story is that sometimes it's okay to feel a little uncomfortable, especially when you're trying to date again. And
well,
I know that
date.
This man is. Okay,
it can't
I
be
saw,
a date.
You know, you talk to yourself when you write messages. Uh-huh. I heard you say. This isn't a date, LOL, JK, unless. That's kind of something somebody would say if they were going on a date. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm just a dumb old mom. I'm just a dumb, stupid old...
You are just
old,
a dumb, stupid
dumb,
old mom. You
stupid,
are.
Stupid.
You're dumb. She starts to hit
you
herself with a plastic spoon.
You never call me and you never ask me
mom,
to
mom, 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 mom.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay.
Please do not.
All right. I should go with you. No, I'm just kidding.
Mom, do you want to go with me?
No.
Okay, good, because I don't want you to go with me. That's infantilizing. Okay.
I know we've talked about it in our mother-daughter therapy, but I honestly think that I'm just trying to support you because I love you. And I just want to make you
I hear that, and I respect that.
Okay, so to answer the question that you asked me like
yeah.
5 minutes ago,
yes.
The advice that I would give you is that I think you need to be direct. Tell this boy how you feel about him. And... hopefully this person that he's married to will understand and she'll get up, divorce him on the spot and go with you. That's how I would do it.
There's kids involved. Isn't that kind of messy?
Uh-oh. That is messy.
He said he had two kids. And they've only been together for 6 years. They got married after 3.
Wow. And kids already.
And kids already. Can you believe it?
And they're twins, you said?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. That's... All right. Well, just good luck. Just stay true to your morals, and I love you. All right, she kisses her right on the mouth.
I love you, too. Mm. Oh, okay. Thank you. I love you, too. We cut to the Black Pepper Inn. It's like, whatever. It's 7 o'clock. The dining room is full. It's comfy. It's a little bit fancy, but not black tie. People are... having a round, they're doing shots. They're not doing shots. They're eating spaghetti in one. You know what I mean? It's like, it's nice. It's a nice place.
They're singing bar songs.
Yeah. We pan to Amanda is sitting at the booth. She's dressed up really nice. She looks good. She did her hair. Mm-hmm. She did her makeup.
For once.
For once in her life. God.
She's still valid and still so pretty.
She's still valid and so cool. She's on her phone and she's sitting at her booth, which is assuming that she sits there all the time. And we're waiting.
There's like
she's,
a little indent.
She's waiting for Sean to arrive. The waiter comes up.
Hello, Amanda.
Oh, hi.
Welcome back.
Hi. I'm actually meeting someone today. Can you believe it, Craig?
Are you fucking joking?
No, I'm fucking serious.
Wow.
I know. And it's
I owe really... the fucking kitchen staff $50 now.
You guys are betting about like my well, it's not okay, it's not like a date.
It's the only thing that we can really do around here, you know. We could spit in people's food and we're betting on your love life. Okay. You're here every single like Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
And we're just like, who is she? Like, you come in here, like, you look great. This is the best we've ever seen you.
Thank
like,
you. I did my
you're
hair.
Looking like a dime right
I
now.
I washed it. Thank you. Are you hitting on me?
No.
Oh.
Do not take that out of context. I meant a dime for you, not a dime in my book. I'm more like a nickel in my book, okay?
Okay.
Just like comparatively, you're looking 10 times better.
Okay. Well, okay, it's not like a date. It's not like a date. I'm just seeing this guy who I used to date him, and now he's married.
Somebody used to date you.
Yeah,
oh God! Now I owe somebody
$100. Craig, a lot of people used to date me.
Oh, and nobody's dated you since.
No, I just haven't seen anybody. I haven't met anybody that I liked since then.
Yeah, I haven't seen anybody with you either.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
just saying.
How do you know I'm not at other restaurants on other dates?
Your mom comes in here and she tells me all the going-ons about you.
Okay,
on,
whatever. Fuck off, Craig. Fuck
on
off.
The other 5 days of the fucking week, okay?
Fuck off, Craig. Fuck off. Wait,
she
also,
makes
wait,
you a stew. Who the fuck makes stew?
Craig, get the hell out. Okay. You're not spitting in my food, are you? No.
Okay, I'll get you on the flippity flip, Amanda. I'll get you your diet Dr. Pepper.
Thank you. As Craig leaves, Sean and his wife arrive.
Hey!
Yeah. Hello.
Oh my God, hello. Hi!
Sean,
so
like,
good to see
awkwardly
you.
Goes in for a hug. You
yeah,
know,
they
like,
hug.
Like while like Amanda is still sitting and like he kind of like is like half standing on like one leg to like
yeah, uh-huh.
give her a weird hug, you know.
He leans very close to her chest in for the hug.
And then he quickly pulls back.
And this must be your wife.
Yeah,
hi,
this
I'm
is
Amanda.
My wife. This is Sharon.
Sharon,
hello. Nice to
hello.
Meet you.
Yeah, she's the love of my life, you know, mother of my kids. Oh, I can't leave the house without her, you know.
No, you cannot.
You can't leave the house without her?
It's just no. A saying. Oh my God.
It's not a saying. Okay. He's not allowed to leave the house without me.
Sharon, come on. Okay.
Okay.
This place looks great.
Yeah, it's so good. I recommend any of the fish that they have. It's so good.
I'm allergic to
they
fish.
They make a good steak. What? You're what?
She is allergic to fish, you know.
Then
so
don't order
I hope
the
you
fish.
Don't order any because it's airborne.
Oh, okay. I won't. I won't have to. I can do that. They make a good fiesta chicken salad as well.
That actually sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's good. Okay. Great. Well, why don't you guys sit down? This is my normal booth. I usually sit here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it's very fun.
Oh, that's awesome. They both take a seat.
So, let's talk about the road, shall we?
Sharon,
oh my
let's,
God.
We just sat incident. Down. We haven't even ordered drinks yet.
Or would you rather talk about the lake incident, huh?
No.
Oh my God, you told her about the lake and the road?
I mean, yeah, she knows. I mean, you were a big part of my life, and I felt really bad, and like we've gone to therapy.
All of a sudden, Sharon's phone starts ringing. Hello? No. Now?
Is everything okay?
Wait. And she hangs up. Ugh, that was the sitter. One of the kids is having explosive diarrhea. I have to go.
Is it Connor? It's Connor, isn't it?
It's Connor. I think he was eating the dog food again. Again? That dumb boy. All right. I just don't do anything stupid. Okay?
What?
Okay, do you want me to call you an Uber or anything? Do you want me to drive
I'll
you
walk home.
Well, she
all
does.
Right, goodbye.
She does speed walk.
She leaves.
Wow. I'm sorry. Are you sure you shouldn't go help your wife at?
Connor only does well with her. You know, it's we've done this before where I've tried to leave her during dinner plans in order to take care of Connor. It's her turn now.
It's such a shame. I would have liked to talk to her. What's that? What's all the business about? Well, she's asking about the road and stuff. The lake. It's kind of wild.
I mean, that's kind of like in therapy. You know, we bring up like what's our biggest regrets. You know, and those two moments were kind of mine. And you know, I didn't like how we ended things after the lake incident, and,
I mean, to be fair, I probably shouldn't have proposed by the lake. I mean, we had barely even been together for, like, a year and a half.
I know, and I didn't like how I reacted.
Yeah, well, I don't really like it either, but...
I know, as soon as I saw that ring, I threw it into the lake, and then I ran, and as I was trying to run off the dock, I accidentally pushed you into the lake. And I just kept going.
I had
and
to get
you,
stitches in my
not
head,
being
John.
Not being able to swim, like
I drank a lot of seawater.
Yeah, they had to call in the lifeguard and the lake patrol and.
They
kind of pronounced you dead on the scene.
Yeah, I understand. And then when we were, you know, I'd followed you back. Thank God you stood around and waited for me to be alive again. I just followed you back to the road, and as you were driving away, you clipped my hip.
That was my bad, and I did not stop.
You did not stop. I mean, so you stayed the whole
time. And then once you,
hit me with your car?
What?
You stayed alive? You stayed the whole time to make sure I was alive so you could hit me with your car? Is that it?
No. No. I wanted to make sure you were okay. And I just, I couldn't think straight after that moment. And I needed to get out of there. So I sped away. I had enough wherewithal to stay in the moment, but once the next moment came, I ran.
As they're reminiscing, the waiter comes back. One Diet Dr. Pepper and... Oh, you are real. Well, I guess I owe somebody $500 then.
Greg!
Hi, it's Greg. I'm Sean.
Oh, Sean, huh?
What?
Taking this lovely lady out?
No. My wife had to leave suddenly, so we're just catching up a little bit, you know.
Oh, sure. Let me guess what you want to drink. Diet Dr. Pepper.
I mean, I was gonna ask for a rum and coke if that was okay. I'm not...
Oh.
Oh my god, I didn't know this was a drinking alcohol occasion. Oh,
you're drinking alcohol.
Oh no, no, because if we're drinking alcohol, I would like to have one dirty Shirley, please.
One dirty Shirley. One
I was thinking cup. Like she would have a Shirley Temple.
She definitely would. Yeah. But it's dirty because we're drinking dirty. Alcohol.
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna write anything down. You know I don't need to.
So. God, I hate when waiters do that.
I know.
So that's one dirty Shirley and one gin and Coke.
No, rum and Coke.
Fuck!
She hits herself so hard.
She hits herself so hard she breaks her own glasses. Or he breaks his own glasses.
Stop. Stop, 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 stop. Craig, stop. Craig, stop.
Oh, there's glass!
Oh my god, there is glass.
Go back to the kitchen.
Rum and Coke, Shirley Temple. I'll be right back.
Dirty Shirley.
Alright.
Dirty Shirley. Whatever. Sean, let's forget the road. Let's forget the lake. You obviously
let's start fresh.
Turn out the way. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah, okay. What do you mean start fresh?
Get to know each other. We haven't seen each other in a long time. We don't know each other. Let's just become friends or however the night sees us. As long as I get to go home with my wife.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just kind of afraid.
Why?
To leave it so ambiguous. You always left things ambiguous, and I read all the signals wrong, apparently, so.
I came here for a reason. I came here because I wanted to see you. I wanted to make amends. I wanted to see what this could have been. I wanted to see you for who you are. And that's why I came.
A lot different than I was.
So am I. You know,
I can tell.
After 3 years together with my wife, like, she proposed to me same as you did. And I didn't run.
I mean, 3 years. We were together for longer than that, and you told me no. So what changed?
I think it was the experience I had with you that led me to think, what's wrong with me? What's holding me back? I love this person just as much as I loved Amanda.
Well, Sharon seems nice.
She is nice.
The waiter comes back again. There's blood all over the place. I have two Shirley Temples.
Craig, we wanted a dirty Shirley and a rum and Coke.
What? I can't hear you.
Temple?
You can't hear us.
I think I need to go to the hospital.
Oh my god, Craig, Amanda, do you think you can drive?
I can't pay for an ambulance. I can't afford it. No, you have to drive me.
Okay, I can drive. I can drive. I can drive. My car's out. Let's go. Let's go.
Okay.
You're ushered.
You still have to pay Craig for the Shirley Temples.
They usher Craig into the car, and we cut to, they're on the road, and it's dark, and there's no street lights because they're out. Kind of in the middle of nowhere, and they're driving towards the hospital.
Sean is the passenger seat.
So if I were to guess what you were to have ordered, the fish.
We were thinking about that, but my wife is deathly allergic to fish. So
I mean, but she left, so we could have got the fish.
Yeah,
can
exactly.
I recommend the tilapia?
Oh, Craig, you're driving. Craig,
put your hands away from your face. You're just putting the glass deeper into your face.
Blood shoots out.
Okay, never mind.
Sean, you guys are really cute together.
Sean, you know what this reminds me of?
What?
What does it remind you of?
This reminds me of the time we drove Tony Brigadiero to the emergency room because he stepped on that bottle.
Yeah. He stepped on that bottle and it just exploded 1,000 pieces into his foot.
He lost like a toe, I think.
He did. He did. We called him Four-Eyed Tony for Four-Toe Tony.
I was going to say before if you said the toe part.
Craig, shut the fuck up.
We called him Four-Tony.
Four-Tony. I remember you said that's funny. You were so brave that day.
I know. I carried Tony in my arms into the hospital from the car.
I know. And we parked like half a mile away.
I had to fucking get my boy to the emergency room. Craig, I'll do that for you too.
I'm your boy.
He's all right.
How is Tony, by the way?
You know, I haven't really talked to Tony.
Oh my God.
Ever since the road and lake incident, I kind of cut everybody off from high school.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I kind of did the same. I don't know. The only person I kind of hang out with was my mom.
I know.
After that, and I went to college online, so I didn't really make it a bunch of friends after that. And after everyone watched me almost drown, they said it was too traumatic to keep hanging out with me because the flashbacks.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's not fair because I'm not flashing back at all when I hang out with you.
But I'm your friend, but you pay me.
Craig.
What?
Shut up.
You guys should go to the carnival.
The carnival? What? Is there a carnival? Oh my God, is the town carnival in town?
It is.
I haven't been there in years.
You should go after you drop me off.
That would be fun. I mean,
that does sound really fun. Are you Remember sure your wife wouldn't mind?
We had our first kiss on the Ferris wheel.
I know. God, are you sure your wife wouldn't mind if we went to the carnival after this?
She'll be fine. Connor, he's got explosive diarrhea. She's going to not even be looking at her phone for the next 6 hours. That boy, he's a handful. And she's going to have a handful, if you know what I mean.
Ew.
I know.
Yeah, okay, we can go. Let's make sure that Craig gets to, like, the ER safely.
Can you guys look after my turtle while I'm in there?
You have a turtle with you on you right now?
Yes.
He produces a turtle out of like his apron from work.
This is my friend.
It's a big turtle. It's not like a little one.
It's one of the biggest snapping turtles.
He's got to hold it with two hands.
This is Shelly. I want you to make sure that you feed him. And give him water.
He didn't have water before.
He tastes every drink that I bring out.
I thought it tastes a little turtly.
Craig, I had salmonella 3 weeks ago.
Oh, it was probably from the turtle. Did you get warts, too?
No, I didn't get warts. You don't get warts.
Yeah, because it's just from frogs.
Yeah.
I know, that was a test.
And I passed?
here comes the hospital.
Okay.
They pull up to the brightest hospital. It's so so bright.
Neon everywhere.
There's neon.
It's like a nightclub, but it's a fucking hospital.
They're all like covering their eyes.
It's got like spotlights that shoot into the sky.
Too bright. Why is it so bright?
There's an arrow thing with the neon where it's like pointing towards the hospital.
A nurse runs out. She's wearing like glow in the dark, glow in the dark scrubs. Like,
yeah, rave
with, like,
goggles.
Really bright rave goggles and a necklace. And
yeah,
she's like, come on, get him in.
Okay.
Ah!
This is new.
Right. Come on, we'll bring you in. The sliding doors open, you just hear oons, 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 as he gets brought in. The door's shut.
floor tiles are changing colors. There's like, there's like as the sliding doors open, like smoke comes out.
Yeah, and you just hear like fucking Pump It by Black Eyed Peas, and
it's yeah,
like,
it's on repeat.
Pump it, pump it, pump it, pump it, pump it, pump it, pump it louder, pump it louder.
they wheel Craig from a wheelchair inside of the hospital, and the doors close behind.
You see a plane crash in the distance. Just, the lights are just
so bright.
It's too bright.
Anyways, the camera pans from that to the backseat of the car where their turtle is sitting.
It's just and he just snaps a little.
We see a montage of the two of our two protagonists, Amanda and Sean, riding in the car. They're laughing and they're telling each other stories. And Sean puts an arm on her shoulder for a second when he's talking to her. They arrive at the carnival. they park in like the field, you know. A carnival parking lot is never paved, it's always a field.
Never.
Yep. They park in the field and they walk to the ticket booth. So
hello.
Hi, two please.
That'll be $45.
Oh my god, inflation.
Yeah, look, I'm just a high school kid. Don't hate the player.
He's right. He's right. All right. Okay. I'll put it on my card. Don't worry about it, Sean.
So you know, this ticket does not include rides or concession.
Yeah.
Can we have a ticket that includes it?
No, you have to pay for each ride separately.
Yeah, and some of them are like four tickets, and you pay. Like,
some of them are four tickets. Yeah, you have to. If you want a stack of 10 tickets, that's $100.
What?
Each ride's $10.
Well, is there a wristband event where I can like buy the wristband for $100? Yeah. And
the wristband is $100, but Aaron, you have to make me one promise.
What?
I don't know. You make the promise.
I just make you a promise.
Yeah, but you have to keep it.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, I don't know what promise to make you. We
write it down. He produces a book and it says unfulfilled promises with frowny faces.
What if we promise him the turtle?
Oh my god, the turtle! He's in the car.
Did you say a turtle?
Yeah.
We promise you a turtle.
No, stop, stop, John.
What?
Don't make that promise. Just promise that we have one.
We promise there is a big turtle in our backseat of our car.
Prove it.
Okay.
Sean,
the three of them are standing outside the car looking in. The turtle is like trying to climb the back seat, but he can't do it.
He's like the turtle's like you know how a dog like looks out the window of a car. The turtle is like perched to like look out the window.
Okay, I approve. You can go in. Yeah.
There's like a sign on the door on the window that says, "Don't worry, the AC is on, and he's listening to his favorite music."
It's just the Ninja Turtles theme.
We cut to they're inside the carnival now. There's a clown running around, and there's people bark. They're carnival barkers, and there's like, you know, step right up and throw a dart and win a prize.
Amanda has cotton candy. Sean's eating some popcorn.
They walk up to the Tunnel of Love.
Wow, this place really hasn't changed at all, has it?
No, not at all. Oh my god. You know, this tunnel of love? Yeah, the Tunnel of Love is still here. Oh my god. Remember how cheesy this thing was? Uh-huh. Fucking neon little cupids and cupids like... And they play, like, the cheesiest love song, like, Heaven is a Place on Earth, fucking, wow.
Wow, I didn't know you hated it so much.
No, I remember it.
You used to love it. You would sing along, and we walked through, and we held hands.
Well, that's the cheesy part of it, you know? We should go on it.
We should go on it.
Yeah, just to see it for old time's sake. I mean, when was the last time you were on it?
With you?
same. You know, it's like, it's like fucking the Trevi Fountain in Rome. We threw the quarters in, and now we're coming back.
When you're right, you're right. I don't know. It feels, like it's spitting in the face of love, because, you know, you're not here with your wife. You should just come back and do it with your wife.
She hates these carnivals. She's very frugal with her money, you know. She doesn't want to spend $100 just to go on some rinky-dink ride, but it's the charm of living in this small town, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, let's just go on it as friends, right?
Okay.
We don't have to hold hands. We're just gonna, we'll just go in there, we'll make fun of the thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
We'll be like, you know. Come on, he ribs her a little bit. Like,
he ribs her? Oh, he ribs, okay.
Yeah, you know.
The two of them, they walk in, they sit on a boat, and the boat slowly starts to go as the ride begins. Heaven Is a Place on Earth is playing in the background.
See, I told you.
You know, you did. That's just fun.
There's like little like cupids that are floating around, and like little like swans that are like going around, and they see they turn around and look at the couple behind them, and they're kissing.
Look at this guy; he's all tongue.
Yeah, I know. Fucking horrible form. Use your hands, buddy. You know what I mean?
He starts using his hands and gives him a thumbs up.
Do you ever think it would have been different between us had we not had, you know, the lake and the road?
You know, I think about that a lot. And I would like to think so. I wish I would have conducted myself better that day.
I know you said
that. And I really apologize for that, Amanda.
No, it's fine. I don't feel mad about it. I just sometimes I think about it.
Yeah.
When I feel lonely.
I think about it just about every single night before going to bed. You know, I put down the twins and I'm just like, what could have been, you know? Would I have had twins with Amanda?
Probably not. Twins are kind of rare.
Yeah.
Like, statistically speaking. It doesn't matter.
As they say that, they hit a corner, a bump, and the two of them fall into each other.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
So clumsy. I forget how janky this ride is.
No, I mean, that's the thing. It's part of carnivals.
You know, the way this purple light from the neon is striking you.
What about it?
You look as beautiful as the day I lost you.
The boat stops. Sorry, guys. Just want to let you know we're having a little bit of a backup, so you're going to be stuck in there for a little bit. I'll show them. Yeah.
You know what, Sean? I think now is our moment. Just right now, we're in a liminal space between what the real world is and what our past was. In this tunnel of love, what if we just forgot about the outside world for a moment?
Okay. He leans in.
She leans in. It's slow motion.
The lights cut out. Oh, like somebody comes over. Sorry about that. You're gonna need a couple more minutes. But you can hear.
You can see the silhouette of the kiss. The guy behind him goes, thanks for the hand tip. Yeah.
We we cut to finally their boat is coming out of the tunnel of love, and one of the workers helps Amanda out of the boat, and Sean is coming out right after her.
Would you guys like her picture?
A picture was taken in there?
Yeah. When the lights go out, we take a picture.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. How could you see?
It's a night camera. Don't question it. You want the picture or not?
Yes. Oh,
you have the bracelet? It's complimentary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll take it.
So, I didn't realize you had the bracelet. You must have made a hell of a promise to that kid out there.
We just promised them we had a turtle. Oh, shit, the turtle.
Wait, take the picture.
Okay. We cut to, they're driving in the car on the way home now. Well, back to the restaurant so we can go get his car. And they're just kind of silent. And there's kind of like an air of guilt about what has happened that they are failing to address.
They turn on the radio. It's Heaven is a Place on Earth.
You gotta be kidding.
It's funny how things work out that way, huh?
Amanda, I gotta get back home to my wife.
No, I wouldn't expect anything else.
I mean, if you want to, you can keep the photo. She looks down at the photo that's in her lap, and it's a picture of them kissing.
And it's also a picture of the two couples behind them kind of getting antsy. I don't know. This is, yeah, I guess I can keep this. It's not really a prize, though.
I know.
I think you could drive. I could just drive us to my house. We don't have to get your car or anything. You don't have to go home tonight.
Well, I guess nah, I haven't gotten a message from Sharon at all. So I assume everything's fine.
I assume so. I don't know. Should we even be doing this?
He looks over at her. And he sees, like, they're passing by the hospital. And the neon purple of the hospital lights hit her just right. And he's like, I think we should see this out. I think we should finish what we started.
Okay. She drives them to her house. We cut to
them being the three of them.
The two of them and the turtle.
Yes. We cut to, there's a title card that says, two days later.
Oh.
Sean is, he's at home. He's with Sharon.
And then Sharon's
bouncing a baby.
I told her, don't you dare talk to me that way. And then she started crying. And then I laughed.
Sean is washing some dishes. You told her, honey.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
You haven't had me for the last 48 hours.
It's nothing. You know, work has been crazy trying to find a new job. We just moved back here. It's all just a lot, you know. And...
Oh my God, I'm shaking the baby. Sorry, I just... I got a little distracted. I'm sorry, not again.
It's okay.
Okay, she puts the baby down. So, I never did ask you, whatever happened after I left that night?
Oh, with Amanda?
Yeah, that bitch.
Not much. You know, we talked for a bit. We reminisced. We closed the door on the relationship. We made up, one might say. We cut to, interspliced with this. Mm-hmm. We see, fucking Sean and Amanda, they're, on top of each other. Yeah. the night before.
It's done in flashback sequence of him telling the story and then these things happening in silence.
Yeah.
Like an Oppenheimer.
Yeah, like an Oppenheimer.
And, you know, I think we got to a good place with our relationship, and we put a button on it. You know, we put a nice button on our relationship, and she saw me off. I said goodbye. She said goodbye.
Wow. So you haven't talked since?
No.
Okay. Thank you. I feel like I don't tell you enough, but I know we have our issues, but I do love you.
I love you too. And I would never want to do anything to hurt you.
Thank you. They kiss. Mm.
We cut to Amanda and her mother are... Amanda is at her mother's house while her mother is making stew. She's kind of lounging on the couch. Mama, I don't know. What should I call him again? I don't...
So, let me get this straight.
Yes.
You had a magical night together.
Uh-huh.
And you're asking if you should call him.
Yeah.
The answer is yes. You had a magical night together.
It was something that wasn't supposed to happen. It was supposed to be... I don't know. The pitch was...
It's forbidden love. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, darling.
It's forbidden love is always beautiful until, you know, it starts to have real stakes, Mom. Mm.
Yeah.
If there's real stakes, real people get hurt.
Yeah, I know. I understand. I've been there.
When have you been there?
Yeah. Your father was a forbidden love. What? You know, I wasn't supposed to be with him.
Wait, why?
Ugh. Well, it's actually the exact situation you were in.
Oh, my God.
Your father and I were childhood friends, and then we drifted apart, and then we saw him, and he was married, and then we got together, and it was forbidden love, and it was beautiful. But you have to just trust your gut. You have to go over there and say, look, I love you, and you're the only person for me. And then you have him right there. And you give them some of this stew. She puts stew in like a to-go container.
All right, Mom, I'll do that. I will do that.
I know you think I'm being all silly, but... And can you please get rid of this turtle?
No.
Whose turtle is this?
This is Craig. He's my friend. He's in the hospital right now, and when he gets out of the hospital, I'll give the turtle back.
Does the turtle like stew?
The turtle snaps.
We cut to Amanda. She pulls up to Sean's house. She parks her car. She walks to the front door and she rings the doorbell. She's got the stew in the bag. I'll get it.
Sharon answers the door.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. Hello.
Hi, Sharon. Is Sean here? I'm looking for Sean.
I thought you two weren't talking anymore.
What? No, I saw him the other day, and I wanted to bring by stew from my mother.
Hey, who is it, honey?
It's Sean, nobody.
Sean walks over to the entrance and sees that it's Amanda. Hey.
Hi.
Long time no see.
I mean, yeah, we had dinner together two nights ago, but okay. I brought by some stew that my mother made, and if there's a chance, I would just like to speak to you, please, in private.
Yeah, so yeah, Sharon. Sure. Sharon, can you just give us a second?
Okay, okay. I have to make sure that baby isn't having more explosive diarrhea. She walks away.
You do that, honey. Tell Connor to hang in there. What the fuck are you doing here?
I'm here because I can't stop thinking about you.
You need to stop thinking about me. That was a one-time deal. It was...
I know. That's what I said. That was the pitch in the Tunnel of Love, but I don't think it should just be a one-time deal. Do you know how nice this is? Do you know how nice it is to be with someone who likes you and respects you?
Yeah, yeah. It was great, okay?
Tell me it wasn't life-changing. Tell me my body isn't amazing. Tell me it's not banging.
Your body is a goddamn temple. It's Olympus. That's right,
and the deity is sex.
Yes, yes. Shh, shh, just quiet.
Okay, shh, I'll whisper.
Amanda?
John.
I'm glad that we rekindled everything, but that was a bookend to our relationship.
I know, I'm telling you it shouldn't be. It's a new chapter. Have me right here on the porch.
What? No.
Yeah.
The neighbors will see.
I don't care who sees. I've been living my life the past 10 years lonely and being berated by my mother and infantilized by Craig. Other way around. I've been berated by Craig and infantilized by my mother. I need someone like you. My life hasn't been the same since the lake and the road, which is one incident, but we refer to it as two.
It was kind of a wham-bam situation, you know?
Yeah, it was one-two punch. I died, went home, was revived, and then got hit by a car. That's not the problem. My life hasn't been the same since. So I'm ready. Take me on this porch in front of the neighbors. This is advice my mother gave me.
Your mother, what the fuck does she put in that stew?
Are you honestly going to tell me that 2 days ago wasn't life-changing? You're not having thoughts about your whole life?
It was, but my life also changed when I had those two. My twin boys, they mean everything to me.
I understand. I've recently come into the care of an animal that reminds me of a child, but...
But how's Shelly doing?
Shelly's fine. They can be, I think, maybe the baby, they can be part of it. My mom has wanted to be a grandmother for some time, and I mean, you'll probably have to split custody, which isn't good for the children, but neither is being in a loveless marriage. And
that's the thing. It's not loveless.
What?
I do love her. I do love Sharon.
But she seems so controlling and annoying, and honestly, I don't know.
Well, I mean, after the situations I told her about us, I understand. I talk about you a lot.
I know.
In those therapy sessions.
What? Yeah, okay. But she has no right to control you like this.
I guess not.
She doesn't. You're your own man. And if you love me and you want me over her, you should be able to have me over her. Unless you don't want me over her.
Sean takes a look back at the entrance to the door to the bedroom that the twins and Sharon are in. We just hear loud. he looks back at Amanda. Maybe Maybe it wasn't just a one-time deal.
What do you mean? I mean, obviously it's kind of ludicrous to take me here on the porch, but if you want to, I'll do it.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay, fine.
But maybe we can see each other again.
Yeah, tonight.
Sorry, something just fell over. I was like, what the fuck?
I don't care what the excuse is, but meet me tonight. I need to have you now.
Meet me tonight.
The porch is an option.
It's not an option. Not an option. Look, just
come to my house. I'll cook.
Wait for my Facebook. Wait for my Facebook message, okay?
Okay. I don't. Okay. Okay.
We'll meet up again tonight.
Tonight, my house. I'll cook you a romantic stew.
Okay.
Okay.
He closes the door.
Wait, you didn't take the stew I made. My mother made.
We cut to later that night. Amanda is at her house. She is preparing a stew. Heaven is a Place on Earth is playing on the radio. as she puts potatoes and meat and chicken stock into a big pot. And she's humming the song along to herself. And like every like 10 seconds she like looks at her phone.
Why won't this guy text me? Is he coming or not?
And we cut back to Sean's house. Sean and Sharon are having dinner at the table. Sean keeps looking at his phone and just like poking at it a little bit, opening Facebook Messenger and then like closing the app.
What are you doing?
Oh.
You've been doing this for the past hour.
Nothing, honey. Just I had a couple messages earlier and I was just reading them back, just like going over my response. You know how I do that, you know. Just like to read my own responses.
What did you talk about? When you saw her, I mean.
Who? Amanda?
Yeah, Amanda.
Oh, she just came by. She had some stew that her mom get. You know, it's like a friendly neighbor type deal, you know? She's like, oh, welcome to, I wanted to welcome you into town again. Mm-hmm. Here's some stew. It was friendly.
I'll tell you what you're doing. I'll answer my own question. You're making the right choice is what you're doing.
What do you mean?
I'm not stupid, you know? You're here right now with me. Eating dinner. With our two boys, one on each end of the table. Our little dog, Rover. Bark, bark. That's why he keeps having diarrhea. Connor keeps eating the dog food.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But I know that I've been a little controlling, and I think seeing you away from me has just shown me what I should be doing better. And I'm sorry, and you're here now, and I think you should block her.
Sean looks at from her. He looks down at the table. He takes in a deep breath with through his nose. He reaches over and holds her hand, and the other hand is his phone.
The perspective changes. The camera shows just the handhold and the phone. It's symbolically a proverbial choice. Do I pick the woman I'm with, or do I pick the woman in the phone? It's literally, it's moving photography, people.
This shit's crazy. This is next level stuff.
Holy shit.
And then, like, the two shots open up to a shot of just his face, you know?
Yeah.
And he looks over at Sharon, and he says, I think I am making the right choice. They credits.
Whoa! We hear a minor open key version of Heaven is a Place on Earth. Mm-hmm. Amanda picks up fucking Craig at the rave hospital. Credits. You can't tell by her face if they're together or not. It's ambiguous.
Yeah.
it's like the images with the credits. It's like her picking up Craig, her handing Craig the turtle, Craig saying, no, it's yours.
Craig goes back into the hospital, he's raving. He's like, I'm
dark shade.
Take care of Shelly while I
chart. He's got like a gown on and like glow stick necklaces.
Yeah.
The nurse pulls him aside, they start making out.
Damn. Did he pick her?
Or did he
What
not?
Do we think?
I don't know. What do you think happened?
What do you think? Email us. No.
Email us.
But tweet. What do I think?
Yeah, what do you think, Jake?
What do I think?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to answer past Jake's question. Was this a sad episode? Nah, not really, but, you know.
It was one of the more serious ones.
It was very grounded, very serious.
I liked that. That me was too. Fun. Mm-hmm. Except for the kid who wanted, you have to make me a promise to get into the fair. The fuck was that?
I have to put a little whimsy in it, you know?
Well,
shoot
yeah,
me.
No, that last scene, I was like, whoa, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I was also thinking about ending it, like, right there, too.
Figured it was my thought, here's what I think happened in that story.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's up to interpretation, so this is not law. So still write in and tell us what you think happened. But I think he blocks her.
I think
they don't get together. I think...
It's a one-time
thing. I think he
deal.
Says you're right. He makes peace with the cold, cold world out there,
mm-hmm.
much like past lives, and he
decides
to block her. And she waits up all night for him to message, and he never does.
He never does. Yeah, that's what I kind of think too.
And the first message she gets back,
it's fucking Craig.
It's Craig.
I'm Can done at the rave up? Hospital.
I want to see Shelly.
That's funny.
I like that. Her mother the whole time was like, "Yeah, girl, do it, wreck the marriage,
wreck, be a home wrecker."
That's good.
Oh god. Is there a moment in the movie Past Lives, Jake, where the husband kind of gets wise to the whole thing, or not so much?
Oh, he's wise the whole time.
Oh!
He's just kind of like, oh, this friend that you've talked about before is in town. He's, like, really uncomfortable. And at one point, like, they all go out to the bar together, and they're, like, speaking in Korean, essentially saying how much they love each other. And you could tell they're not speaking English, but you just know the husband knows what they're talking about because he just looks so defeated and so sad.
I have a question: is the husband like, is he also Korean or is he like white?
No, he's like a white American dude.
Okay,
yeah, he's just some schmuck. Like he's just some guy. Like the Korean guy is
that's why I was imagining. I was just like,
he's like a very handsome like Korean man, and the husband's just some average American guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's nothing special.
Do they, spoilers, do they hook up?
No. They don't even kiss.
Oh my
they
God.
Don't do anything.
It's
so the entire time, it's a will
emotion.
They, won't they.
Because
they never actually dated as kids.
They
were just
kind
friends.
Of had a thing, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's just kind of like their whole life has been this, like, what if thing that never just gets answered. And so that's what makes it even more sad, in my opinion, because you're just like, oh my God, just kiss. Just like do something. But it's right. Just...
Hold yeah, hands.
Hold hands. Do. I think you guys should watch this movie. It's,
I would love to.
I kind of want to see it, yeah.
I spoil the entire movie, but like you really should watch it.
There was a moment about 15 minutes into our improv movie where I was like, oh shit, I'm going to have to pretend to fall in love with Alec.
Pretend. You pretend.
I
was
gonna say. I'm kidding. No, but I was like, we have to do this for real, though. We have to be a little serious about it. Otherwise, yeah. It's not going to be as moving. And you know what? I thought we did a great job.
I think we did a great job.
Uh-huh. I thought so, too. Yeah. But I do not condone cheating.
No. Yes, I mean, bad. Obviously not.
Bad.
We tell these stories because we're all villains.
Yeah.
Everyone was a villain in that
it's
story.
Yeah, it's a made-up story.
Everyone.
Including Craig.
Including Shelley.
That one also only had like 6 characters in it, which we always end up doing movies with 1,000 people.
I know. That made it easier to remember everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. Well, this has been Screenplay, the improvised movie. You can follow us on social media, on both Twitter and Instagram. We're at Screenplay PCast. That's P-cast? The letter P, not the bodily function. And you can follow us on YouTube. We're Screenplay Podcast, I believe. Or Screenplay mm-hmm. The Improvised Movie, whatever. If you search by channel, type in Screenplay The Improvised Movie, you'll find us.
Yep.
If you want to see our beautiful faces do this, and we do, you know, we act along and stuff, so it's always
yes.
fun. You can. Jake mentioned sending us an email about what you think happened in our movie. Jake, where can they email us at?
Screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. Nice.
Also email us, what the fuck was the other twin's name?
Yeah.
We'll never know.
What do you think his name is?
Yeah, so if you want us to, if you want to answer those questions, send us email. If you want to suggest movies or TV shows for us to... base our movie on, you can do that also by emailing us or sending us a DM or whatever. We will see it, I promise you.
Whatever.
So that's how to reach us collectively. Individually, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Jesse Sarowitz.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads. I'm at Alec Combs on everything. Threads. Check out my YouTube channel as well, Alec Combs. Got some commentary videos up for you there. Working on a really big video that will be done when it's done, you know.
If you want to follow little old me, that's at JakeRubin69 on Twitter and at JakeRubin27 on Instagram.
Well, screenwriters, this has been another episode of Screenplay, the Improvised Movie. We will catch you next time. Here or wherever else you get your podcasts. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a movie.
Yes, sir.
Light speed.
A Studio Ghibli film.
Goodbye. Bye.